Unit 2, page 26. Culture. Exercise 2.
Nomadic people. Most of us are used to living in the same place. Every day, all year round, we call home. But for some people around the world, home is a place that moves, often across international borders. Here are three groups of people who have or had a nomadic way of life. 1. The Tlingit. The Tlingit are found on the islands and the shores between Canada and Alaska. They were once a much larger group of people, but the arrival of Europeans in the 1770s brought the Tlingit into contact with diseases such as smallpox, against which they had no immunity. Many of them died. They have their own language, in which their name translates to people from the tides. Unsurprisingly, the sea has played a huge role in their lives, particularly as a source of food. Their diet consists of a lot of fish, seal meat, and seaweed. They also hunt deer, bears, and goats while collecting berries and other plants from the forests. Today, around 15,000 Tlingit still live in the area, and although most of them have a modern way of life, some still live off the land in the way that their ancestors did. 2. The Bedouin. The Bedouin are one of the most well-known nomadic tribes, and there are an estimated 21 million Bedouin in the world today, split into many different clans. In Arabic, their name means desert dwellers, as they have lived in the dry regions of North Africa and the Arabian Peninsula for over 1,000 years. Their search for water sources means they are always on the move, taking their herds of goats and camels with them. These two animals are essential to the Bedouin for food, dairy products, and for trading with other clans. Many Bedouin have left their nomadic lifestyle behind them and have settled in the towns and cities of the region. However, they are eager to keep their culture alive and organize annual festivals to celebrate their heritage and introduce it to new audiences. 3. The Nukak-Maku. The Nukak-Maku are a nomadic tribe that lives deep inside the Amazon rainforest in Colombia. For hundreds of years, they lived unknown to the outside world. They were only discovered in 1981. Unfortunately, contact with civilization meant they were exposed to new illnesses, and many died from these diseases. Their land is also under threat from people wanting to grow crops. These days, fewer than 1,000 Nukak-Maku are thought to remain there, and they are at risk of becoming extinct. They live in very small groups and are always on the move, staying in one place for only a few days before moving on to their next destination. They are true masters of survival and use poison darts and blowguns to hunt animals such as monkeys, birds, and wild pigs.